Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey Harris. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harris, and towards Pesce, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McBride moves to third. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McBride scores. Pesce moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pesce scores. DiMaggio moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to home to get DiMaggio. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into right field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a pop-up towards short. Pesce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL takes first base on ball four. Michaels moves to second. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. Wagner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rigney out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesky bunts towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Callaway covering, for the out. Harris moves to third. McBride moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Appling reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Russell takes first base on ball four. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Russell moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Cartwright strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-2 in the game. Platt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hayes strikes out. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. Curtwright hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Russell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris bunts towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McBride hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Curtwright. McBride reaches second base with a double. Curtwright throws the ball into Callaway, who relays the ball to Michaels, who tags McBride trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Harris goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes QL trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Wagner, who tags QL, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Callaway moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bob Klinger now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Platt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen pinch hits for Guy Cartwright. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker now playing center field. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quell hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.